GlobalFoundries is seeking amendments pertaining to clean room space, enlarging the fab's overall footprint, extending building height limits, and revised traffic mitigation. The number one concern among locals is traffic. The biggest change proposed by the company eliminates the plan to build Northway Exit 11A. The chipmaker is asking the town to substitute additional traffic mitigation instead of paving a new access point. Michael Relier with the Luther Forest Technology Campus explains why the plans have evolved.
One of the things that we talked about and one of the unknowns was how many cars literally and what direction of traffic were people going to be coming off of the Northway between Exit 11 and Exit 12. And so when we look at those traffic counts and you look at we built a Round Lake bypass. We basically built a road around the village of Round Lake so that we took all of the traffic out of there. If you've been in Round Lake, there's an area of concern in there right at exit 11. When you get into Round Lake, there's a sharp kind of Z-type turn that trucks had to go through. So we were able to build a road around that to keep the truck traffic off of that and make it safer within that community. And then we built the roundabouts that are there as well. All of this was designed to create a flow of traffic. And exit 11A, at some point, exit 11A will be necessary. But is it necessary today? And I would say to probably anyone, go up there and try to drive at various times of the day, you'll see that there really isn't any type of traffic backup or any type of traffic concern at this point. So to have a requirement that we have to build a very expensive, very costly exit off of the Northway at this point just isn't something that's practical.
Relier says the idea may be revisited sometime in the future. GlobalFoundries is also asking permission to increase building height components from 110 feet to 125 feet. Some present at last night's meeting expressed concern over the toxicity of the chemicals used at the computer chip plant that might be released into the air. Ken Petronis, councilman for the town of Stillwater, sees no problem there.
The reason for the height is to disperse the emissions better, but also gives the scrubbers more time to work and do their job. So, that, you know, there's really no emissions to worry about. The winds are out of the west, and I'm directly downstream from those winds. I have no problem with what Global wants to do with the height of the building and the height of the stacks. I don't think there's an issue.
The company has also requested permission to increase the footprint of the fab from 525,000 square feet to 575,000 square feet and to make its clean rooms as large as possible within that footprint. Again, Michael Relier.
With the building of the first facility, everyone, you know, whether you loved it or hated it, everyone still questioned it. And the industry wasn't sure because the industry hadn't built a new facility in the U.S., especially in the East Coast, and a lot of years. And now, from an industry perspective, from a semiconductor perspective, having GlobalFoundries consider building the Technology Development Center and then having 8.2 on the map within the foreseeable future as something that they want to progress to is, and actually doing the zoning for it, basically tells the world that this industry is alive and well, and we need to support it here in this region.
GlobalFoundries wants zoning approval to move ahead with the construction of the second chip plant, hoping to be granted a building permit before July. Calls to officials at GlobalFoundries were not returned in time for broadcast. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.